Just attacking the ball, man. I'm just being, I can say, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, being the spot where I need to be in to make the position, what the position I need to be in to make the picks, and I think I'm in always in a great position.
Which pride do you take in you having four interceptions?
A lot. He's been beating me since I've been here. He's been cheating. I tipped a couple of them to him, so he should be lucky. He ain't tipped me now. He's so selfish.
Is that how is he cheating?
Always. That's always a good rivalry, man. We're just trying to be some turnover machines and back down the secondary, so that's our goal.
How is he cheating?
He's cheating because he just be in my way. He be stealing them, man. He be stealing them. I be trying to knock him out of his hand.
So what's the key to getting more interceptions for you? What has been the key? Is it to film? Is it just experience?
Yeah.
Film
and experience. Just knowing where I'm supposed to be, beating them to where they need to be. And, and just experience. You know, that at a young age, the ball was coming fast. Now it's coming slower, way slower than I used to see it. That's a big change.
What did you see on the one against Cleveland there at
the end? I don't know what he was thinking, to tell you the truth. Like, your go-to player is going to be against me on your – no, that's not going to work. So, I don't know what he was thinking that play. Well, I'm glad he threw it, though.
Yeah. But, was he trying to throw it away maybe or something? I didn't
really. Obviously, he tried – man wasn't throwing that away. I don't know. He thought – no, he wasn't throwing that away. He was just throwing it to me. He wasn't throwing it away, though.
Yeah. How does it help for everybody else? I mean, I notice you say it slows down for you. I mean, is it slowing down for Nevin or Quandre or that as well?
They should be slowing down for them, too. Them boys playing a long time. They play a lot of games, so the ball should be coming to slow to them, too. So,
Do you see some – I mean, Trubisky's another young guy you got this week. Do you see some opportunities there on film?
I always see opportunities. Yeah. I just got to go get them. There's a lot of opportunities out there for all us. All us going to get paid.
What have you seen from Trubisky on film?
Very good at the pocket. Good on runs. So, on a run, throwing the ball. So, we just know we got to contain them. You know, just like last week, Kaiser, he got loose a lot. You know, just a little bit, a lot. And, he got that kind of ability to do the same. So, we got to contain him and make sure he stay in the pocket.
How dangerous can this team be with momentum and confidence?
You finna find out. That's what you go see. You go see it all. Come all together and we're going to get on this roll and get right.
What did Cleveland do to exploit your rush defense?
The quarterback, he had like 90 yards rushing. I mean, without that, they wouldn't have 200. But the quarterback was really running from all our pressures. He ran. He took the right angles to run out, and he made smart decisions. So, he did his part on his job, I think so. But as a defense, we got to contain that. We got to fix that, and we got to fix that ASAP.
Have you seen the video of your daughter sleeping through life?
Oh, I love my little baby. My angel was just asleep with her headphones on. She's so adorable. Yes, my baby is just knocked out. I just saved that video too, so. It's going on my page very soon. My superwoman crush.
There's a lot of you guys with little babies at home, I feel like, in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of kids in his fathers, man, right now. Some on first-time fathers, and there's a lot of babies in here, man. So a lot of our babies play together. So my big girl just can't play with baby boys. That's just it. She got on and play with baby girls. So other than that, you know, if any guy in here got a boy, yeah, I'm not allowed to play with my daughter. So, yeah, but me, Nevo, DJ, you know, we all got girls, so they can play. GQ got boys. No, sir. No.
Do you notice a difference at all? Like, just in general with the team, having some new fathers, having so many people with newborns at home, babies at home?
I mean, it makes us bond more as a, you know, because our wives bond together, so it make all us come around each other, so they always want to hang out with each other. Kid play, you know. But there's no pounding out at Slay Houses. Mm-mm. Not all. Mm-mm. Not too many diapers. Mm-mm.
It's early, but what stands out in the NBA in your mind?
Huh?
What stands out in the NBA this early season, your analysis of what you've seen so far?
The NBA?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't really been watching it. Kobe don't play no more, so I don't really watch it that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kobe was playing, I'd be on it. But Kobe not playing that more. So, I'll catch it when I can. I'll probably catch a lot. But not right now. You know, I ain't really focused on it that much. But if Kobe was playing, I would be all on it. Hey, throw that out there.
Hey, Darius, how tough are these next couple of games? There's only 5 days between the two games. How much physically does it matter?
I mean, it's tough to come and play for a hard game, so you ain't got to get your body right. You know, coach do a good job of doing that, though, getting us prepared for games like that. You know, he take care of us, and, you know, that's just the NFL. You know, a lot of guys want to get rid of Thursday night football. I don't, because it makes the season go by faster. You know, because it'll be a long, long season from Monday to Sunday. Oh, my God. And then it's something for me to do on Thursday because I'll be bored. But, yeah, it's nice. I like it because it made the season move fast, but, you know. But other than that, it's just tough on the body, though. It is tough, though. But I just like the games moving fast. I like to play.